cost our little folder or pamphlet entitled The One Sure Way to Heaven, The Grace Way. It won't cost you anything. Write to Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We do have about 55 of our books left now, different publications. We have published in all about 135 or 6. But we have this number left if you're interested in our printed page or in our Bible Institute at Milwaukee, where we specialize in the gospel of the grace of God, standing for evangelical truth, trying to be orthodox in every sense of the word, accepting the verbal inspiration of the Bible, the virgin birth and eternal deity of our Lord Jesus, his bodily resurrection, his premillennial coming, and salvation by the grace of God through faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that every man and woman is headed either for eternal glory or eternal perdition. That the human race is divided into two groups, dead sinners and living saints. My dear friend, the solemn thought is you belong to one of these groups, and when you came into this world, you came to be forever and ever your own conscious self. So God tells us that this is the day and age of grace, and we bring to you the gospel of grace, setting forth the Lord Jesus Christ, not in a religious setting, but in the economy and age and dispensation of the grace of God. In the 7th chapter of Hebrews, concerning our Savior and the believer's salvation, we read this: Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now this is uttermost salvation. And this word uttermost is made up of two Greek words, the prefix P-A-N, pan. You know what Pan-America means? It means all America, the whole of America. Well, this is panteleo. Now, T-E-L-E-O, you know what a telephone is? It's a sound from one end to the other. What is a telegraph? It's writing from one end to the other. What is panteleo? What is uttermost? All the way to the end, to the finish. Yes, we're confident of this very thing, that he that began the good work in us will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He is able also to save them to the uttermost, all the way to the end, that come unto God by him, because he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Sometimes when, as we preach the gospel, evangelists and teachers and pastors, so many of them have the same experience, we ask someone to receive the Lord Jesus and be saved, and they'll say, well, I'm afraid I can't hold out. Well, my dear friend, I know you cannot hold out. But commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day, our last time. Yes, Christ having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. There's that word teleo again. That's in the 13th chapter of John, the first verse. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And then you remember what he did. He took the basin of water and washed the feet of his disciples and dried them with the towel wherewith he was girded. And when Peter said to him, Lord, thou shalt not wash my feet, then he said, if I do not wash thee, thou hast no part with me. After he had said to Peter, what I do now thou knowest not, but hereafter thou shalt know. In other words, Peter knew that he had a basin of water. The Savior was washing their feet and drying them, but he didn't know the significance of it. But after the Lord went to glory, and John said, if we sin as Christians, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Then they knew the significance of that pan of water and the water on their feet by the Lord Jesus. Christ at God's hand, right hand, is the believer's foot washer. I went out to Far Rockaway, and I went down to the beach, and I had a good swim and was very clean all over. But when I came back to the washroom, in the dressing room, my feet were soiled in the sand, and they had a basin of hot water there. Now I didn't have to wash all over in that basin. I just had to wash my soiled feet. I wonder if you've ever read George Gill's little book, Soiled Feet in the Master's Hand. Beautiful truth. Now remember, the Lord does not wash the feet today as an advocate of those who are not saved. He said in John 17:9, I pray not for the world, but for those that thou hast given me out of the world. But the Lord Jesus Christ is now in God's holy presence. He's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And have you read Hebrews 9:24? Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, but into heaven itself, there to appear in the presence of God for us. I was out in Washington on some radio business, and I couldn't get just what I wanted. And a man said to me, well, last week, there's a man here that couldn't get what he wanted, and he had a friend who was a very special friend of the president, and he got into the presence of the president, and he got his request. Well, my dear friends, you do have to have a good friend sometimes to get into the presence of an earthly potentate. And you have to have someone to represent you if you want to get into God's presence in heaven. And if you're saved, you do have someone, and that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. And because he's there, God's throne to all believers is a throne of grace. And we're told to come boldly to that throne to find grace and help in every time of need. Well, I've never known a moment since the day God saved me that I didn't find it a time of need. I want to tell you, I'm wild by nature, and I have to be kept. And the only one who can keep me is the one who died for me, and the one who rose again, and who's now at God's right hand, where he's able to save all the way to the end, all who come unto God through him. It's wonderful to know, as a Christian, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. The word advocate is the German word. The German form of it means a lawyer. Someone has said that Satan, as the prince of the power of the air, the god of this age, is the prosecuting attorney for the kingdom of this world. Well, he's not only a prosecutor, but he's a persecutor, and he's accused of the crime of deceiving the whole world. And he is called the accuser of the brethren in the 12th chapter of Revelation. And he accuses them before the throne of grace night and day. Well, thank God we have a lawyer against that prosecuting attorney, the Lord Jesus Christ, who represents us. And you know what he did to Satan before. Yes, he put him out of heaven. Then he was his victor here on earth. And someday he's going to make him his prisoner, put him in the bottomless pit, and finally in the lake of fire. So you know what the little girl said. She said, Mama, hereafter, when Satan comes and knocks at my heart's door, I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, you go, let him in. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And how wonderful to know there's a living, glorified man at God's right hand. We're not serving a dead Christ, but a living, glorified man who showed himself alive by many infallible proofs here on earth after his death and resurrection. And he left the Mount of Olives, and he went through the principalities and powers of Satan in the heavenlies, and God placed him at his own right hand, and he gave him a name which is above every name, and someday, some hour, some moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the blessed Lord Jesus is going to come out of that holy place where he now represents us, and we're going up to meet him. And we're going to have bodies like unto his own glorious body. And Paul says, I'm persuaded. And he said, I know, and we're confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun the good work in us will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And that word perform is that same word, epiteleo, epiteleo, panteleo, teleo, the same word that Christ cried on the cross, finished. And now he is the author and finisher of our faith. Commit thy way unto him, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago.